siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. In 1 John 4:17, it says, "Your hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment." Why? Because as He is, as who is, as Jesus is, as He is, so are we in this world. Is Jesus a bad diamond? Is He in the rough? Is He got bad conditions? No. And as He is in this world, so am I. Make it personal. Say, so am I. There's scripture for you. The Message translation says it like this. The Message says, our standing in the world is identical with Christ's. When Jesus made a change, He made a complete change. He made me righteous. Amen. That's why the devil don't like you, because you sound like Jesus. You look like Jesus. You're as pure as Jesus. You're a twin with Jesus. You're a joint heir together with Jesus. He hates you. He don't like you. Amen. One stage, the devil used to love me and you. You know the BC days? BC, before Christ. Right? Before Christ, the devil loved you. He left you to your own, right? You're doing good enough without me taking you further. Just keep doing what you're doing. Then you got saved. And when you got saved, you made a 180. Some of you made a 360. Go back. Made a 180. Walking with the devil this way. And then all of a sudden, I did that. And boom, I'm walking at the devil. He don't like you. But you got more victory than he'll ever have. You got more authority than he'll ever have. You've got the power over him. Can you say amen? And then we saw, yes, how you get to the finish line. If you want to cross your faith over that finish line, if you want to get to the end of what you believe in God for, if you want to hear one day when you get to heaven even, well done, my good and faithful servant. If you want to hear you've been faithful in little, have that much more. If you want to hear those things, if you want your faith to be effectual and effective, you've got to go with Philemon 6 and many other places. He says the communication of your faith will become effectual by the acknowledging. Everyone say acknowledging. Of every good thing which is in you. Where is it? Every good thing that's in Christ is where? It's in you and me. Every good thing that's in Christ is in you and me. That's why God sees us as identical twins. That's why our DNA has changed and shifted. No longer loser DNA. No longer sick DNA. No longer broke DNA. No longer victim DNA. Jesus did an incredible thing for us. And he says, yeah, look here, you've got to acknowledge this. You've got to accept it. You've got to receive it. You can't get saved without accepting it and acknowledging Jesus as Lord. Amen. And the Lord says, if you deny me in front of people, I will deny you before my Father. You've got to acknowledge Jesus. You've got to acknowledge He's the healer. You've got to acknowledge that all the good in Jesus, one of the things is healing. Just for instance, right? Just for instance, one of the good things in Jesus, he says, acknowledge all those good things. Healing. I acknowledge I'm healed. I acknowledge I walk in divine health. What's another good thing? You're going to find out in the end. We're going to make some acknowledgments here today. My God. You've got another acknowledge out of the Cambridge means recognize, appreciate, acknowledge, and respect. Well, I don't need anybody. Okay, you will not acknowledge it. You're in trouble. Well, I burnt the midnight oil. I studied all day and night. No one helped me. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. No, you didn't. If God didn't give you the brain, you couldn't have even found your boots. Am I right? You wouldn't be able to brush your teeth. He said, without me in John 15:5, you can do nothing. Nothing. Zip. And so you've got to acknowledge it. You've got to appreciate it. You've got to respect it. And he says, your faith will become effectual and fervent by acknowledging every good thing that's where? In me. From where? Christ Jesus. So what he's got, I've got. Come on. Come on. That's a joint union with Jesus Christ. And so I don't look at my condition anymore. My condition is still, I've got to get some words out of my mouth. My condition is impatience. I look at what I am and where I'm seated in Christ. My position is I am so full of patience. I call things that are not as though they were. The weak say things like this, I'm strong. That's my position. Your condition may be you're feeling a bit weak, but your position. See, the facts are the condition, but the truth is the position. And the truth will always change the facts. Amen. Facts change. How many of you know that? How many of you were ever sick before? Did you get healed from it? Okay, so the fact changed. There you go. Facts change. All right. So Satan wants you to forget that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. He doesn't want you to remember that. Just quickly, I'm going to read this to you. 2 Corinthians 5:21, please, Laura. Okay, it's there. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin who knew no sin, so that in and through him, we might become endued with, viewed as being in and examples of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him by his goodness. I mean, look at the Passion Translation. It says, we who did not know righteousness might become the righteousness of God through our union with him. See that? Through our union with him. You are now completely righteous. You're a shining, polished, cut diamond. He found us when we were in the rough. He took us and he polished us. The blood of Jesus cut the edges off. The blood of Jesus took the sin out. The blood of Jesus changed my sin nature. The blood of Jesus gave me a new DNA. I was regened. I was regenerated. God made a complete move in my life and changed everything. Everything is changed. What you see, look, the Bible says, know no man after the flesh, but know them in the spirit. And we need to know ourselves in the spirit. We know ourselves in the natural. Oh, yeah, we get down on ourselves sometimes. How about saying, you, instead of saying, you idiot, you say something like, oh, you got the mind of Christ, child of God. There's a footnote right over here, and it says, this one verse is perhaps the greatest verse. This is a footnote from the Passion we just read, that our union with him makes us righteous. This one verse is perhaps the greatest verse in the New Testament to describe our salvation through the sinless Savior and his substitutionary death on the cross. A wonderful divine exchange took place at the cross. All of our sins were left there. Our guilt was removed and forever gone. And we walked away with all of God's righteousness. What bliss is ours? Every believer today possesses the perfect and complete righteousness of Christ. We are seen by the Father as righteous as his Son. That's a hard one for some of us to believe. I brought up with so much religion. Ooh, don't even mention my name next to Christ. You better be in Christ, never mind next to him. You need to be in Christ, in Christ. And I'm a Christ in Christian. People find it so hard to think he made me holy. He sanctified me. Are you holy? Maybe not in my condition, but my position, I'm holy. Are you righteous? I may not always act righteously in my condition, but my position, I'm not going to be more righteous than I am right now. Come on. Habalabaduba. Okay. The devil wants you to forget that you're seated with Christ in the heavenly places at the Father's right hand. That's your position. He wants you to forget that you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. That's your position. Galatians 4:7. You're no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. He doesn't want you to see any of that stuff. The devil's trying to get you to focus on your shortcomings, on your condition, on your bad mouth, on your potty mouth, on your irritations, on your anger, on your impatience. He gets you to focus on that. Look at that. Look at that. How can you call yourself a Christian? And people are focusing on that rather than, wait a minute. I have been perfected in Christ. Romans 8:1. 8:16, sorry, out of the Passion. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as He whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child. Wow. We're talking about God, yeah? And if you went through divorce in your family as a growing up as a child and an absentee father or mother or adopted or whatever you went through, that's not God and that was not His plan. God loves you as His own child. He loves you as much as He loves, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He loves us as much as Jesus. How is that even possible?
That's right. Come on now.
It's possible because He's God. But you don't know what I did. He knows what you did and He still chose you. And He still loves you. He doesn't care about what you did. He's helping you stop to do what you did. Don't let your condition determine how are you going to live? Verse 17, and since we are His true children, we qualify to share all His treasures. For indeed, we are heirs of God Himself. And since we are joined to Christ, we also inherit all that He is and all that He has. Sweet Lord, all that He is, we inherit. All that He is and all that He has, we inherit that. Woo! I'll tell you, this is like mind-boggling for me. Maybe not for you, but I'm like, hubba, hubba. Amen. We will experience being co-glorified with Him provided we accept His sufferings as our own. You see, you got to accept the fact that He became sin for you. His suffering was my suffering. It should have been. I accept that. He went to hell and faced the devil. I should have done that. He did it. I accept that as my own. Come on, I love the way it says it there. You got to listen here. We will experience being co-glorified with Him provided that we accept His sufferings as our own. What He went through, He did it for me. He did it for you. And many people want to tell you, well, you got to go through suffering to experience His glory. Listen. Everyone gets trials and tribulations, and some people for the gospel, and Christians are being persecuted around the world today on a scale that hasn't been seen since Nero days and days back then. And so people go through trials and tribulations and stuff like that. But God doesn't say you have to go through that to become a child of mine or to experience my glory. When you become a child of God, you're experiencing glory immediately. People want to go through suffering so that they can feel they earned a place. They want to do penance so that they can say, I earned it. I deserve it. You don't deserve nothing. You don't deserve anything. None of us do. He did it out of a compassionate, loving, merciful heart. And He changed me completely. Completely. Oh my God, I'm getting more excited. Woo!
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated.